Good evening, everyone. This again is Reverend Charles Womack. Greetings from Faith-Driven, Grace-Living Ministries. Now, y'all, we are once again entering you all the season of the holiday festivities. Y'all, and with this season comes, y'all, the duty of choices. Y'all, we make choices every day, actually all day. I mean, from the moment we get out of the bed in the morning, until, y'all, we lay it back down that night. Some of our choices, y'all, are so routine that, y'all, we don't even stop to think about the choice we made. I'm speaking of choices, y'all, such as what to eat or what to wear or what route we're going to take to the office today. Your decision-making, I mean, it may not always be tough, but, y'all, the circumstances or the people who are associated with those choices make it hard. And that's because, see, of the emotions that are involved, y'all, around those choices. See, sometimes, y'all, it can be life-changing. And the choices that we make, well, they can leave y'all a great deal of scar tissue on the souls of those who are affected by the choices that we make. However, y'all, the real truth of the matter is the fact that y'all, life is a total of choices. You know, there are actually two primary choices in life. Number one, to accept conditions as they exist and live with them and in them, or you all to take the responsibility to change them. And y'all, it's only when we, you all, exercise the right to choose can we exercise the right to change. Now, y'all, we might think that in life, a lot of things has happened to us along the way. But, y'all, the truth of the matter is that, y'all, in life, y'all, we happen to a lot of things along the way, such as, y'all, where life has placed us, or where life has driven us, or where life has sentenced us, or where life has destined us. I mean, perhaps, y'all, we're there to do that something that can only be done, y'all, through us. Or perhaps, y'all, it is through us that which needs to happen can only happen through us. And perhaps, y'all, even in a gloomy situation, we can, y'all, be that beacon of light that brings some glitter out of gloom. And even in that same bleak situation where life may be dying within us, perhaps, y'all, the little life that is there is just enough life, y'all, to spark a resurrection. And because of this, please, y'all, let us accept as a title of our message this evening, A Message from the Lepers. Now, our passage this evening, y'all, will be coming from 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. 2 Kings, 7th chapter, verses 3 through 8, coupled with verses 18 and 19. And it reads, "And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? And we say we will enter into the city, then the famine in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come unto the uttermost parts of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come unto us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. Verse 18 and 19. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, Two measures of barley is sold for a shekel, and a measure of flour for a shekel. shall tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria? And the Lord answered the man of God and said, Now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine own eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Now, y'all, we are here, y'all, at the story of the four lepers. Now, y'all, these lepers, they have a death sentence. I mean, they have, y'all, a date with death. Now, all men have that date, but y'all, theirs is just more certain. You see, y'all, leprosy, it was a death sentence in those biblical days. You see, when one was declared a leper, well, you were cut off. You were cut off from your family. You were cut off from the community. You were cut off from the temple. You were cut off from your friends. You were cut off from your livelihood. You were sentenced to a leper's colony. Or you made your abode outside the community of people. And that's only because, see, you were unclean and possibly contagious. Now, y'all, the Syrian army, they had already made their move against the northern kingdom, which, of course, was Samaria. And the famine inside the city, well, it had impacted, y'all, the lepers in greater ways. You see, the Syrian army, y'all, there was no real threat to the lepers because of them. Because, see, none of the Syrians would come anywhere near any of them. But the famine inside the city, well, y'all, that meant that no food could come outside from the inside. Thus, those on the outside could not eat. You know, they are living, you all, with a death sentence of a disease. And now, you all, they are confronted with starvation. They've been, you all, hit with a double sentence of trouble. Now, you're early in their story, these lepers, well, they acknowledge, you all, as they analyze the situation by looking at their options. They realize, y'all, that they can do one of three things. Number one, they could retreat. Yeah, they could go back and hide out into the woods where they were. Or number two, they could remain. They could just sit there and watch the situation play out with the Syrian army and those inside the city. Or, y'all, number three, they could take a risk. Yes, y'all, they could go and they could do something daring. Y'all, these lepers, they are banned from entering into the city. I mean, the famine, y'all, has already prevented those who were merciful to bring food on the outside. But their leprosy, y'all, is not in remission. I mean, no healer is in town. The Syrian army, well, it's camped just outside the city. In other words, your life is at an impasse. So what are the lessons that we learned this evening? Well, the first lesson, you all, that is taught here is that when we are at life's dead ends, there is an alive God. Verse number one, then Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Y'all, we must remember, y'all, that when we are at life's dead end, your God, he's not a dead end God. Y'all, our dead ends in life, y'all, they're not God's dead ends. You see, when we're in situations like that, y'all, God, he comes to our dead ends and he makes a way out of dead end situations. And not only that, y'all, when God says something, well, that means, y'all, that God is going to do something. Your God said through Elijah, he said something, you all, that nobody believed in, and perhaps you all could not even understand. But Elijah, he understood, and he believed. And you know what he said? He said, by tomorrow. You all, we might be in life's pit today, but tomorrow. You all, we may be at life's dead end today, but tomorrow. My brothers and sisters in Christ. Yo, we have to have a tomorrow's faith. Now, first of all, yo, tomorrow, it doesn't mean you're the next day for us. But I tell you what it really means. What it means, you all, is that our present is not our future. Psalms 30 and 5 reminds us when it tells us, Weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Yo, we might be experiencing life's night, But we got to keep looking, y'all, for the sunshine of the morning. Job 23 and 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as pure gold. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But you all, we have to, you all, have the reasoning of the ostracized lepers. And not only, secondly, you all, when we do something uncommon, you all, we might experience the unexpected. You all, verse 4b says, now therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. First of all, you all, these lepers, you all, they chose, you all, not to be defined by the negative and other helpless condition that they were in. No, you all, they chose to be defined, you all, by their choice to change what they could change. You, the lepers, they realized, first of all, you all, that there was nothing that they could do, you all, about their leprosy. And secondly, they knew that there was nothing they could do about the disease of leprosy. You see, they were not doctors. They were not scientists. So, you all, they chose, you all, to do something, you all, about what was in their control. You see, you all, when we do, you all, the uncommon, you all, we open up the passageway, you all, for the unexpected. All of a sudden, you all, the impossible is brought into possibility. The improbable, you all of a sudden, well, it becomes probable. The door, you all, that was closed, it gets cracked. The window that was locked, well, it breaks. Your faith, it sometimes asks us, you all, to do the uncommon, to do what seems insane, to step, you all, out on that which is comfortable and experience the uncomfortable. Now, you all, nothing in this story suggest that these lepers, you all, did this on faith. As a matter of fact, you all, the story actually indicated that they acted more out of frustration than faith. But you all, if the result of this was dead in frustration, I mean, what would be the result of faith in God if faith was the foundation? You all, we must allow faith, you all, to go in operation when we have been pushed to the point of frustration. I mean, instead of us just rolling the dice, we need to, you all, fall on our knees and say in our own words, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. For in time of trouble, you shall hide me. When I pass through the waters, you shall not drown me. The fire shall not consume. You will never leave nor forsake me. Given it shall be given to me. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, all will come to me. My brothers and sisters, your our condition, hey, it might just be an invitation to our miracle. You see, sometimes, you all, life, it brings us to a place of brokenness to make us whole. Sometimes, your life, it brings us to a place of messiness to experience the providence of miracles. Sometimes, y'all, when we're at our lowest, God will manifest himself at his highest. Sometimes, y'all, to experience the very best of God's grace and mercy, we may have to be, y'all, at our very worst. Y'all, the place of fear. It could become, y'all, the place of new birth. Our place of fear, y'all, it may become, y'all, the place where we discover, y'all, our strength and God's power. Y'all, when a way is made, y'all, we should not hold our peace. Verse 9 and 10. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is the day of good tithing, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and they called unto the porter of the city. And they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the strangers, and behold, There was no man there, not a voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied and tents as they were. My brothers and sisters, you all sometimes. Your God, he does what he do, you all, in a sense of awesomeness. You all sometimes, your God, he does what he do in a sense of magnificence. Sometimes, your God, he does what he do, you all, in a sense of wildness. Sometimes, y'all, it's just too hard to believe. It's just too good to be true. My brothers and sisters, y'all, this year, as we grow, y'all, in our spiritual lives, y'all, let's see if God would not do something awesome. But y'all, we first have to be, y'all, a awesome believer. Y'all, this year, y'all, let's see if God would not do something magnificent. But y'all, we first have to, y'all, be a magnificent worshiper. This year, y'all, let's see if God would not do the wow. But first, y'all, we got to be a wowing faith person. Y'all, our God, y'all, he's the God who opens Red Seas. I mean, do you have a Red Sea in your life? Y'all, he's the God, y'all, that helps us cross our Jordan. How deep is your Jordan? He's the God, y'all, who brings down the walls of Jericho. What walls do you need torn down today? Yo, he's a God, yo, that meets us in the furnace of pain and heat. How hot is your furnace? Our God, yo, he slays giants. Who is your Goliath? Our God, yo, he brings us out of bondage. I mean, what is it that have you all tied up today? Remember, my brothers and sisters, wild faith, wild favor, awesome God, awesome greatness, marvelous things, marvelous testimonies, magnificent mercy, magnificent miracles. Y'all, in the concept of choices, I heard someone once say recently, they say, if everybody has a destiny, why do we have to choose? If everything happens for a reason, why do we have to lose? So many questions, so very few clues. So little time, so much to do. One can only do so much by oneself. If you can do anything better than I can, then just do it yourself. Notice what you do when put to the test. Always accept the worst and hope for the best. Follow your heart. Nothing is what it seems. Never let anyone make your decisions. Follow your own dreams. Think positive. Keep your head up. Quitters never win and losers are out of luck. You're where you are because you need to see what you need to see. Advice is good from another point of view, but remember, it's your life. Your choice is all up to you. My brothers and sisters, you all, it's all about attitude. Attitude is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Your optimism, kindness, giving respect, whatever choice we make, it makes us. Therefore, let us thank God, you all, for the magnificence of his omniscience that calls each of us as members of the body of Christ to receive such a blessing from the least of us, from the ostracized, from those who we thought could never bless or help us, a true and magnificent blessing, which this evening, you all, can only be found in a message from the lepers. Once again, you all, I wish everyone a happy season greeting, and may God bless you, may God keep you, is my prayer.